Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, your host for this program. I am the founder of TalkingWithHeroes.com and our new nonprofit, ThankYouForYourService.us. So today, we're live on our Blog Talk Radio channel, but while we're live, our guest is being filmed at Schofield Barracks. And so as soon as we have that video, we can post it. We'll let everybody know so you can actually watch the colonel you're going to hear from tonight, Colonel Deidre Tahan. She is at Schofield Barracks. And, Colonel, I want to first thank you for your 25 years of service to our country, and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. I'm really excited to tell a little bit about our Schofield story.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate Ramey, by the way, for all the time he's put into getting this set up. So why don't you start out, if you don't mind, talk a little bit about your service to our country.
So I get the privilege to take care of those that volunteer and qualify to serve our nation. As you probably are well aware, less than 25% of America's youth actually are qualified to serve, and only 1% actually do. So I get the privilege of actually taking care of those heroes, and it's an honor every day. So I joined the Army in 1993 to become a physical therapist, and so my passion is taking care of musculoskeletal injuries and also the health of our soldiers, and specifically how we health to build readiness and build soldiers that have the physical supremacy, the cognitive dominance, and the emotional resilience to not only win our nation's wars, but come back home safe and sound to their family members.
Okay, and you've held numerous positions, commanders, and why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I've had a wonderful opportunity to serve in a couple different capacities. So my first command was Public Health Command Region South. And so we were in charge of all the public health resources and assets for the 11 southeastern states, Puerto Rico, Gitmo, and Honduras. And so that was a great challenge to really build the foundation of environmental health, water quality, air quality, food quality, to ensure that our soldiers and family members are living in healthy environments. And then I had the opportunity to go up and be the Deputy Director of the Advanced Telemedicine and Technology Research Center. And in that realm, we really learned how to leverage technology to help reach soldiers and their family members where they live, love, and labor. You know, so what we want to do is not have you need to come in to seek health care, but how can we actually bring health to you where it's more convenient, less obtrusive, and more effective because it meets you where we need to meet you to get after that. And then after that, I went to the War College, and after War College, I worked for the Surgeon General, where we developed a transition from a healthcare system to a system for health. And although that might sound like a small pun on words, it's a really important difference because a healthcare system is focused on treating the ill and injured, where a system for health is really designed to be much more holistic and from prevention and prediction all the way to rehabilitation and reintegration after illness or injury. And so in those realms, I got to develop things like the Performance Triad and the Move to Health program from the Army. And then I had the wonderful luxury of coming here to Schofield Barracks and putting all those concepts into practice as we serve the 25th ID and the 8th Theater Sustainment Command here on Schofield Barracks, their soldiers and family members. So that's kind of the last few assignments.
Sure. And in that capacity, you serve, was it the U.S. Army Medical Specialist Corps Commander?
Yeah, so in the Army medicine, there's six different corps, and one of the corps is the Specialist Corps, and the Specialist Corps is made up of physical therapists, occupational therapists, dietitians, and the PAs. And so in that capacity, we really help take medicine a little bit more holistically to how we can treat folks without pills, potions, and procedures, right? How do we actually get to health? And I think our allied health providers in the Army medicine do a great job of focusing on that.
Good. Well, I know there's a lot of people going to be listening. I'd be glad to hear you. I've for the last 5 years, I've worked with, well, I interviewed over 100 military support groups, and most of them are involved in recreational therapy, recreational wellness, holistic health. I'm doing some more of those videos later this month in San Antonio. Can you discuss the difference between health and healthcare and talk a little bit about the Move to Health model for our listeners?
Yeah, so in a healthcare system, you really are focused on high quality care for those who are ill and injured, and that's a fundamental. We got to do that right. But in a system for health, we have the ability to add to that to ensure that we work on prevention and then also recovery after an illness or injury. And it's much more holistic. And I'm going to go back to what you just mentioned. So one example of that is art therapy. So when you have someone mm-hmm. with a behavioral health or a mental health condition, a lot of times it's very hard for them to describe what's going on in their brain, where if you integrate what they're doing with art, you can actually have them express it in a much more meaningful fashion. And what we find is that when we integrate art therapy into normal traditional behavioral health care, not only do the patients better understand what's going on inside, but the therapist now has a better representation through the artwork of the person they're treating. And so together they actually form a more stronger bond between the patient and the provider, and they form that team that actually can help move the patient to a better state of health. And art therapy not only works for adults, but works great with children. When you think about a lot mm-hmm. of the children are still developing their ability to express themselves, and sometimes they have a hard time describing what's going on. And so being more inclusive to include things like art therapy with behavioral health is really demonstrating a stronger effectiveness. It helps people move to a more stronger state of health because of it. I think another example is we had a spouse come in for treatment at Fort Belvoir, and she came in with a very common problem. She was pre-diabetic, pre-hypertension. She was gaining weight, and I'm sure most of your audience would realize that, you know, according to Dr. Google, she should probably think about exercise and nutrition. But the reality is when we stepped back and looked at her health more holistically and told her all the different things that could influence her health, she broke it down in tears. And only at that point did she share with us that her and her husband has been married for about 15 years. He's been deployed every other year while they've been married.
Yep.
When they come home, they celebrate and create a child. And so they have a whole host of children. And the last two or three deployments, she was very concerned that her husband wasn't returning well, and she didn't know if he was having an affair, if he was dealing with PTSD, but all that stress of not knowing what to do to help her veteran husband, she started to not take care of her health. Well, not until she told us that additional story, or the Paul Harvey of the story, were we able to get her and her husband into the right health care needs to help them as a family get to a better state of health. And it's really getting to that deeper level of not treating the disease, but the underlying principle that really is the foundation of Move to Health, is really trying to understand what's going on at a deeper level that may be leading to the illness or the injury.
Absolutely. Well, that's neat because you help with the health of the soldier, but also the family.
Yeah, you know, and so if you think about it, if you think of the movie or the Broadway play Rent, there's 525,600 minutes a year, right? The song reminds us of that. But most people are only a patient for 100 minutes of that year. If we want to make sustainable changes in health, we have to find a way to reach the people that live in the other 525,500 minutes a year. If we only focus the 100 minutes a year that you are considered a patient, we're never going to really get after a better state of health. And we really need to do that not only in our military, but across the nation, because we aren't the healthiest nation in the country, in the world. We actually don't rank that high relative to the amount we spend on healthcare. And so getting to a system for health, you're basically addressing the fact that health happens in that other 525,500 minutes when you're not a patient.
Exactly. So how is Army medicine ensuring our soldiers are ready for the demand of their professions?
Yeah, so, you know, I think this is the best part. So for at least from the Army, our soldiers are our most prized weapon system. So both the Navy and the Air Force have platforms, right? They have their ships, they have their airframe. But the strength of the Army is that we put boots on the ground. And so having a soldier that is not only lethal, but lethal and resilient is really critical to meet the nation's needs and to win our nation's wars. And so to get after that, the things that get after health, like sleep, activity, nutrition, are the same things that get after performance. So if you look at what an athlete does to be at the top of their game, that's the same thing we want our soldiers to do to be at their top of the game. And that not only makes them healthier, but it also gives them the lethality that the Army needs and the resilience to recover and return to their families.
So specifically, what are some things that the health clinic is doing to improve the performance of soldiers?
Well, I think that's the real exciting part about being here at Schofield Barracks. The partnership between the 25th ID and Schofield Barracks Health Clinic is incredibly strong, and that partnership has allowed us to do some pretty amazing things. So as you probably be aware, you know, combat aviation, they're really interested in fatigue management, to prevent injury and accidents. And so we've been able to partner with them to talk about the importance of sleep and how to really manage energy levels. They also are doing an injury screening program that's just kicking off to screen all their new soldiers that are coming into the aviation unit so we can prevent the injury before it gets worse as they integrate with their new unit. The sustainment brigade, they've really taken on improving their dining facilities to really ensure that we're fueling for performance and making it taste mm-hmm. good, so inexpensive. With our third brigade, they've been really into developing what's called a combat readiness training facility so that as people get ill, injured, they're getting the proper sports medicine rehab right there at their unit. And they've really integrated how to properly fuel in the field to get after it. And then Second Brigade has done a phenomenal job of how to do warfighter management while they're deployed. So when they went to a training rotation in Fort Polk, Louisiana, they really applied all the sleep management warfighter process. And what the soldiers reported back, there was almost 400 soldiers that took a survey upon the return. They said that sleep mission planning really made a difference, not only in decreasing their injuries and their accidents at JRTC, but improving their performance. And then we have our fires brigade, which has done a great job of really getting after how you reintegrate soldiers once they've been injured back into the fight. And so those type of partnerships have just been phenomenal so that the health clinic and the unit can kind of be a team and partner to get after readiness.
Wow, that sounds great. And maybe as a follow-up, how has the Schofield Barracks Health Clinic implemented Move to Health to benefit the families and veterans?
Yeah, so Move to Health has been a great initiative in how we actually assess patients they come in once they get injured. So we have Performance Triad, which helps them before they get injured or ill, but Move to Health really is the program that once they come into our door allows us to more holistically assess them, get to the deeper level like the patient we discussed at Fort Belvoir, and make sure we align the treatment with them. We also are starting to prescribe a lot more apps because a lot of these lifestyle changes can really be improved upon by leveraging technology. So for example, there's a virtual Hope Box app that has been made by a T2. And what they do in that virtual Hope Box is you can put all your favorite things in there. You can put videos of loved ones. You can have audio files in there, video files, pictures, sayings, and quotes. So then when you are without your loved one, either if you're the soldier that are deployed or you're the family member left back, when you're missing your loved one, you have all of those favorite things right there in one place. And that seems to really help a lot of separation anxiety, especially with family members, especially with young children wanting to hear and see their dad more often. And so we're trying to integrate the apps into the healthcare setting to really help make a difference in those other 525,500 minutes when you're not a patient.
Absolutely. Well, that sounds great. So I'm curious, as you prepare, Colonel, to transition from your role as the U.S. Army Health Clinic Schofield Barracks Commander, what are a few proud moments you will look back on fondly?
You know, I think my favorite piece of this, I will tell you, they always say command is hard. I have not had a bad day in command. I have loved every day coming in here. There's been tough days, but there's never been a bad day serving this community. It has been the gift of my career to be able to serve in this capacity, and it's hard to come to the end of the 2 years, and it's and what I think I'll be most proud of is the partnerships and the relationships and the whole movement, because if we wait for the soldiers and their family members and our veterans get sick or injured, we've already not prevented an illness or injury. And because we've created such a tight network between the units, the family readiness groups, and the veterans organizations to really get after it, that'll be what I'm really proud of. You know, there's a veterans organization named Warriors at Ease. And Warriors at Ease really tries to help patients and get to health through yoga. And facilitating that type of holistic health throughout the island has been very rewarding. You know, we have the Nicoa Regatta that is sponsored by AUSA here in Hawaii, where we bring in all the wounded warriors, and we not only work with them on their holistic health, but we allow them to compete and do a regatta and really be with others that are going through similar things and creating that bond and creating that network to help each other out. From the clinic perspective, I'm pretty excited about what we've done to improve women's health. We brought a program called Centering Pregnancy here. And if for your listeners, if you can think about it, normally when you have a child and you're a young family in the military, you usually have extended family who can drive and help. But out here in an island setting, it's a six-hour flight to L.A., right? So you can't really have the grandparents, the aunts and uncles come and help. So what Centering Pregnancy does is bring all the pregnant women that have similar delivery dates together, and we bring them through the pregnancy as a group. And that allows them to form stronger bonds. And as they build stronger bonds, what that has happened is once they deliver the child, they now have a network of folks that are on the island that can help answer questions and support them as they explore and learn how to be parents. And that has been a real game changer. And I think we've done similar things like that to really build bridges where these young families, a lot of them is their first time being overseas, trying to ensure that there's a network around them to support them so that they're not doing this on their own. And so we've done that in a couple fronts, and I think the Centering Pregnancy is the best example where we're really trying to ensure that these soldiers, families, and our veterans don't feel alone and that they feel connected.
Wow, that's very creative, putting something together like that for them. Thank you.
So
I'm curious, what were a few unforeseen challenges at the health clinic on Schofield Barracks while you were there?
I think I probably underestimated so we're an outpatient facility here at Schofield Barracks Health Clinic. And I knew coming in the role we would have in maintaining, restoring, and improving an individual's health. I really thought that most of the realm of saving lives would occur at Tripler Army Medical Center down the road in Honolulu, where they are the inpatient facility, And I will tell you, our behavioral health team here has surprised me on their depth and breadth of what they do to save lives every day. When right before I arrived, they had three behavioral health clinics with a staff of about 36, and they were growing when I arrived, and now we have 10 behavioral health clinics and a staff of over 150. And what they do on a daily basis, either to prevent suicide, to build resilience, to go out and help with folks after a traumatic event and help the team manage it, is just been awe-inspiring and something that I probably didn't fully comprehend before I arrived here.
Wow. So I'm just curious, if you don't mind, change subject here a little bit. Well, not quite change, but outside of your work there on base, were you able to enjoy some of the activities offered on the Hawaiian Islands?
Oh, sir, Hawaii has been the best gift ever from that perspective. So I'm I love doing outdoor athletic events. So the hiking, the running is what I thought I would enjoy when I arrived. I've been introduced to open water swimming and triathlons while I've been here, and that's just been a gift.
Wow.
The open water swimming in Hawaii, just phenomenal. I mean, you can go out and swim on the west side and all of a sudden be surrounded by 300 dolphins as you swim, right? Or in an average day,
oh my gosh,
10 to 20 turtles as you're out there swimming, and stingrays and manta rays, and that's just an amazing gift to be able to do that. And you realize, and the science demonstrates, that when you're outside in the environment, it has a huge impact on your mental outlook. And they say that happiness is only 20% related to your environment. But I'll take that 20% happiness advantage of being here in Hawaii any day. It can help push you over the edge of having just a normal day to having an outstanding day. So that's been a pretty nice surprise of being here. I expected a little bit of it, but I did not expect how powerful that environmental happiness advantage could be. And luckily was able to successfully complete my first half Ironman this last weekend in Kona. And so that was a lot of fun.
So what is next following your command?
So I'll be heading back to D.C. in August, and I'll be commanding what's called Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. The Walter Reed Army Institute of Research is well known for two different areas. General Brown says the most important 6 inches on the battlefield are the 6 inches between your ears, and the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research, they are the home of our brain research. So it'll be great to get back and looking at how we explore the brain to help build more resilience and stronger soldiers and families, and also better rehab programs for those that have been ill and injured. And then the second piece that Walter Reed Army Institute of Research is known is their infectious diseases, whether it be dengue, Zika, malaria, HIV. They do all the research to help prevent that. And if you think about that, it's really diseases that enter through the skin or some type of barrier. And so I think I'm going to be in charge of the research for the 6 microns to the 6 inches that are pretty important on the battlefield and disease non-battle injury. So it'll be a new challenge for me, but I'm really looking forward to learning how we protect soldiers and safeguard them from both infectious disease and from a brain health perspective.
Absolutely. So I was at Walter Reed back in 06, I think it was, doing interviews. It'd be neat to go back again someday. Maybe we could follow up with you.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I will tell you, working at Walter Reed, working with our wounded warriors is probably one of the most inspiring times of my career. You go in and the way that they tackle their recovery and their rehab after mm-hmm. some of the traumatic injuries is something that's hard to put into words. It's hard to put into words how resilient our veterans are as they face very serious injuries, and yet together they come together and really push themselves to recover to their fullest extent that they can. And my days at Walter Reed are in Brooke Army Medical Center are incredibly inspiring.
Yep. Well, thank you for all of your years of service, and it sounds like you still have more serving to do. So that's great. Before we close the program, I always like to do this. Could you give a shout out to our troops, wherever they're serving around the world?
Yes, I would love to. For our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, you are the top 1% of America. You are America's sons and daughters. You give more to our country and to support our country than the other 99% that do not volunteer to serve our country. Thank you for what you do. Please know it is greatly appreciated. And we want you to come home not only safe, but resilient and strong from your deployments and your service for our nation. Thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you for your time. I know you're real busy. Thank you for your time tonight on the program. And I do look forward to seeing the video.
All right. Thank you, sir. I so appreciate the invitation.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your service to our country. Well, folks, you've been listening here on TalkingWithHeroes.com on our Blog Talk radio station. As I mentioned, as soon as we have that video, we'll post it on our YouTube, all of our social media pages. And to all of our soldiers who are serving around the world, we look forward to all of you coming back real soon. Be safe. Stay alert. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
Thank you.